This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Nick's Place. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Travis Johnson, Keenan McCardell here till 4 o'clock at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. When you get done with your Christmas shopping in the Galleria and you're heading back out of town or up Westheimer going towards Sugar Land, why don't you hit Rocky Ridge and take a left and join us while we're doing the show with giveaways, great food, beverage, and lots of happy hour prices all day long as we enjoy the holiday festivities before the festivities. I already know that the Salisbury clan is getting together because I see that his son's in town and Sean's making him cook, which is not anything out of the ordinary, but I saw that and I can appreciate that.
How about just taking a break from shopping? Just take your, you
That's
know,
what I'm saying. Get done with the gallery out. And just come on over.
No, not done. Just take a time out, then go back.
Okay.
You know, we don't need to be done because I know there's a lot of people out there that's not
done. Are you done? Because every time I'm talking to you, you're shopping.
I am done.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to tell you the funniest thing is I got some gifts from my wife the other day.
Oh, boy.
And they got delivered to the house.
Yep.
And she knows, and she was like, who'd you get the computer for? And who'd you get this for? And I haven't wrapped them. They're just sitting over there by the
That's on you, by the way.
But I'm not going to wrap them because for what? Why do I have the Hey, how are you? So, hey, the most important lady in Gal Media Building.
Esme
has showed up here. She's the most important.
It's officially a party now.
The hardest working and the most important. Esme just walked, aside from the owner, of course, David Gow is here personally. We got to give the big chief the shout out, too. He's here. Esme's here. The two people that pretty much run the joint.
Make things go round.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, Esme is going to be doing a feature for us that you guys out there are going to like. We kind of previewed it yesterday, but she has the ability to do a voice that most people will find intriguing. Even if, like El Jefe, even if you were driving the squad car, like in the middle of the afternoon or evening, and when you hear this and this voice, pretty sure you might find a little spot to pull over.
What is she
doing?
Just
saying.
I just want to know.
So we're kicking it around. We think we're going to do, Esme does, sexy instructions from IKEA.
That sounds good.
It definitely does. If you heard the preview, right, Esme? If you heard the preview and she does sexy instructions from IKEA, you guys will be going to IKEA and probably trying to get some things going in terms of putting some things together, if you know what I mean. Just throwing it out there. We got plenty to talk about. You guys were talking about in the break. There was a game. It's like I always say, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it or see it, did it really fall? Yes. Last night there was finally a football game that was worthwhile of spending some time watching.
No question. I mean, that game was probably the best Thursday night game all season long. From the way they played to the big hits to the fact that the referees did not throw the flag but maybe five times in the entire game.
Well, the only flag that I wish they would have picked up was the flop.
Yeah, they should have picked up that flag, but the flag that I wish they'd have thrown was the fact at the end when the corner had his arm bent on fourth down. That was a flag they should have thrown.
That was a flag. And I'm playing receiver, so that's definitely a flag.
All
so.
I know is Eli Manning showed that. Oh,
Hall of Fame, right?
Man. Still probably, but I'm just saying, for this season and maybe for the rest of his career, he doesn't look very good. Those three picks and that last one was extremely costly.
No, but the picks weren't on him, though.
The last pick
was not on him.
The last pick was on him. It was on his tight end for not going to get the ball.
But it was also an offensive line for him not being able to step up. And a lot of people, they didn't show the fact that he got hit in the mouth on that play as well.
Yes, he did.
And not just that. I think he did a great job of the only time where I had a problem with him was when they were in cover two too deep. And when they were in cover two, you already know when he gets behind that receiver, you got to throw a dart. And when he put that little bit of air on it, it allowed Malcolm Jenkins to run up under it. I think that was the biggest issue I had with those throws.
Like the final throw, the guy was actually open because everybody was on Odell Beckham. And like Travis said, he got hit in the mouth on the delivery, on the release, and his tight end thought he was catching the ball
like
my 5-year-old cousin. He was like, oh, I'm gonna catch it with my chest. In that circumstances, you got to go
but
up.
But you told me, like Will point. Fuller, that hey, it doesn't matter how you catch it, as long as you catch it.
Well, you got to get to the ball to catch it. He was backing up and waiting on it.
All I know is that the Giants aren't who anybody in New York thought they were. And they don't look good at all. And they may have been able to spell Dallas with two L's because they gave the Cowboys two losses. But other than that, they are petering out fast. Is that not right, Will Polacek?
But here's the thing. I actually thought the Giants played outside of those couple.
Can't run the football. And if you can't run the football and have some kind of balance.
Yesterday, you should know that because your Packers can't run the football.
I'm not saying that you're not wrong.
But yesterday, yesterday they ran the ball pretty decent. With getting Lane Johnson back, they ran the ball pretty decent behind Lane.
Enough. They ran the ball enough
to win the game. The problem
was the key. They just tried to run enough. Jennings was one or two, but then he was done. It was like by committee, and they were just trying to find something that worked.
And that was the thing, my bad, and what I said a minute ago, was the Giants couldn't run the ball, and at the time, Rashad was running pretty well and was breaking holes. He had a lot of patience. But then on the other end of the ball was the Philly. This is the Philly team from earlier in the year. When you get a guy like Lane Johnson back,
right,
and you got Ryan Matthews, one of our former teammates in San Diego, healthy, and then you get D. Sproles, who finally gets – a lot of people, they don't factor that in. This wasn't a slouch team that they played against.
Travis just combined
the Giants and the Eagles, because I was talking about the running game with the Giants.
Yeah, I know.
And then at first,
I started talking about the Eagles.
But the biggest thing with what you just said is Ryan Matthews has to be in a committee situation for running back, because he just can't stay healthy.
But Ryan Matthews he's always been like that.
Right. But if he can get a guy that he shares with, well, he can be effective, especially when you got a guy like Sproles too to kind of really mix it up.
Yeah, no question. And I think, being that those guys played together before, I think that helps their relationship, because there's no jealousy there. When you get a lot of two back situations, everybody wants to be everybody else. This is D. Sproles' 12th year in the league. He's not tripping.
You guys are gonna laugh, but I played with D. Sproles.
Yeah, of course.
He was my locker. He was right next to me. His locker was right next to me, so I took the onus of being the big brother, and was teaching him how to be a pro.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was my 15th year. I was playing with him, and I was the punt returner in year 15. And I told him in training camp, I said, "Hey, brother, I am in year 15. They don't need an old dude back here catching punts." I said, "You need to take this job from me right now." He looked at me like, "Are you serious?" I was like, "Yes, because all I want to do is catch footballs." And to say that I see him in his 12th year, I only smile, because I taught him the right way to understand that longevity in this game means so much, and being consistent in this game means so much. And every time he steps out on the field, he plays like it's his last one.
And I was fortunate that, you know, to have not just to play with him in San Diego, but to be in draft preparation with D. Sproles. We had the same agent, Gary Richard, who since passed away.
Right.
But it was just being friends with these pros, and I laugh because you say y'all were next to each other. You remember how the locker room was set up in San Diego.
Right. I've seen it. I know what it is, but that full circle.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yes. But I just laugh because I know when he probably was like, "Are you serious?" He probably, "Are you serious?" Because these pros stutters unless he's drunk, and then he talks straight.
He stutters, and I call him little big.
Nice.
I call him little big man.
No, but that's my guy. He knows good and well.
I know he's your guy. Two weeks ago,
I'm gonna tell you the only thing that he'll tell you right now if we're talking. I mess with him about the Larry Johnson thing.
Which one?
The one when he was him and Larry about to get into.
Okay.
And he gets mad because he said, "Man, Larry wasn't going to knock me out." I said, "D. Sproles, you're only 5'9", Larry Johnson."
5'9"? D. Sproles?
5'9" in heels.
I'm giving him 5'9". I'm giving him 5'9".
D. Sproles ain't 5'9". Let me tell you, and I got another story for you real fast.
Nothing you do is real fast.
D. Sproles, he walks into my house, and my mother is 5'6".
Right.
And my mother's sitting there looking at him like, he shows up with my agent. My mother goes, "Oh, he must work for the agency. What do you do?" so he was like, "Oh, no, I play football." My mom was like, "No, for real, what do you do?" I said, "Ma, he should have won the Heisman 2 years ago."
Yes.
And then so we go to the combine.
Yeah.
The combine thing starts at 5'6". D. Sproles gets under the combine tape. They take a ruler and measure down, because D. Sproles couldn't hit the tape. D. Sproles is legitimately 5'5½".
So he can't ride the roller coaster.
But you better not tell him that.
You better not tell him.
I bet you won't tell him that because he benches about
450. 450 easy.
Easy.
That's what alligator arms do. But at the same time, though.
I bet you won't say that.
No,
around.
You're probably right. I probably won't. But at the same time,
I'm going to call D-Spro, see if you want to call in.
No. D-Spro, though, he can't ride a roller coaster, but I know what he can do. He can run through pretty much any defense that comes at him.
And I know all the listeners out here, they Nick's wife said that Nick's place is a big Philadelphia
Eagles.
That's
right, the Eagles Nest.
It's called the Eagles Nest. Yep. So they love that we're talking about their Eagles. But too bad they won't make the playoffs.
Well, they're fading fast. And I'll tell you what, the Giants don't look good either. We got a lot to get to. Hey, by the end of this thing, we're going to have Nick's picks as well because we got a big game, big weekend of NFL football to talk about. Lots of Saturday games this week, one on Sunday, two, and one on Monday. But at the same time, we're going to get to our picks. We're going to talk about the Texans. We're going to talk about the Bengals. We're going to talk about playoff scenarios. That and a whole lot more as we carry up till 4, ESPN 97.5.
All right, Sean.
It's the happiest season of... You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
It's you. 2713 Rocky Ridge. If you're shopping at the Galleria, whether you're done or you just need a break, get the hell out of there and get over here. We're here till 4 o'clock. Drink specials galore. We're giving away a lot of free stuff. And let me tell you something.
We're having a push-up contest around
Trav
here.
Trav just got himself a little makeshift push-up contest going. That was pretty impressive.
Hey, you know what? I like. Hey, these guys right now, all both of them are going to be swollen. We had a great competition. One guy did 79. Another one did 85. And what the guy in the middle did,
Astros, how many did you have?
65. These guys.
Be a man about it. You did 69. You did a nice job.
69, big nasty.
Yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't have been able to do 5 right now. I don't know if I'll give you 5 push-ups.
We should have a push-up contest, me and you.
No.
Right now.
No. Oh, because you know you're going to
right
win.
Now.
No, I can't do it. Can't do it, won't do it. Can't
Why
win,
not
can't
right
win, can't
now?
Win don't want one to win.
It's for the Ninja Turtle.
Man who had 79 thought he was in the clear.
I thought he was in the clear, too.
Yeah, he was rolling like, I got this. I'm just going to ease up and pump the brakes. I'm going to be just fine. And then all of a sudden, someone said over here, what's he got? 80s. Uh-oh.
It's you know what?
And believe me, we can't say what he said, but he basically threw the no mas. He was over. That was it.
Hey, that was adventurous right there. I enjoyed that. You know what? That was a pretty good competition.
But the good thing about it,
everybody got a winner.
You were Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. I was Oprah. I said, you know what? This is Travis's favorite things. We're giving away chip repair for the windshield. One for you, everybody. Check under your seats. Check under your seats. It's there.
It's Oprah Winfrey.
They call me Oprah. Not Oprah? I'm Oprah.
Oh, I thought you were Oprah.
Either that or call me Harpo. You told Harpo to beat me. Until you do right by me.
He's Oprah.
Oprah. I like that. Oprah Winfrey. I like that one a lot. All right, we're here till 4 o'clock. We can talk sports if you want to talk sports. We're really having a good time. Nick is here. He is festive. If Nick is festive, then y'all should be too. That means that the drinks are flowing. That means Granado's already tipsy or gone. There's a lot going on here. You should. El Jefe's here, one of our favorites, a member of the family. Most of the office staff is here. Esme, who we talked about earlier, is blowing kisses now, so you need to at least be there to receive that. The Commander-in-Chief, David Gow, is here. Everybody here having a good time. You should be here, too. Great food and drink specials. You can get some free stuff because Travis is like the game show host and Oprah Winfrey, all roped into one, and a small Little League team stuck there somewhere. But he will definitely be giving away more stuff as well. We're here to four. Tweet us if you want. If you can't be here, let us know what's going on. We threw it out there, Mac, a while back. And we're trying to get more people to respond to this. But, you know, it's a season of giving. We're all thankful for a lot of things. But at the same time, they're, you know, Festivus, as I was informed by my brother-in-law, Festivus, which means you express what you're disappointed in.
Sports disappointment?
I don't think it has to be sports.
Let's do a sports.
You got to be careful because, believe me, we haven't gotten to the gifts yet for tomorrow. None of us who are married are going to throw out what we're disappointed in outside of sports, I don't think. But
I would like to hear that sports disappointment, me, myself.
Well, start us off. What do you got?
I already told you. It was the Arizona Cardinals because I picked them to go to the Super Bowl and not even in the playoffs.
That's what experts look like. When they
so yeah, I got you.
That's what experts look like when you pick the Arizona Cardinals before the year to get in the Super Bowl, and instead they're getting into the high draft picks.
No doubt.
Without question.
Travis, what about yours? What's yours?
My biggest disappointment. Oh,
besides the Florida State thing.
Besides Florida State was
besides the fact that that gym membership did not get.
You know what? I don't know. The fact that my wife didn't give me none this week. I don't know. I mean, that probably is.
That's not a sport.
That was weak.
Hey, it's a great sport. I mean, this right here is, you know, for me, I'm the heavyweight champion of the world. You know, I mean, but no, outside of that, I mean, it's got to probably be.
If the belt fits, I don't know if it does.
I think for me, it's the fact that U of H didn't do better than we thought they were going to do.
That's a big one.
I think, and the fact that Texas didn't allow Charlie Strong to really put in a good showing. Like they didn't allow him to get his guys fully vested and give him one more year of workmanship, and didn't give him one more year to get his guys right. I think that to me was the biggest disappointment in the program as a whole, of saying you should have given this guy one more year to right the ship.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot in from a Houston fan's standpoint, because we mentioned Brock, you mentioned the U of H thing. I think that if you go around, for any college football fan, regardless of where you went to school in the state of Texas this year, there was major disappointment. Kevin Sumlin does it again, recruits his tail off, brings in a top-notch roster of talent, gets himself a fifth-year senior so he has some stability at the quarterback position, does what they always do, gets off to a hot start, gets off to a good, you know, a good ranking, starts rolling along, and then has those couple slip-ups late in the year. That cost you. You mentioned the University of Texas. If you're a Horn, hey, some people think Charlie should have gotten another year. Some people said they had to do what they had to do to get Tom Herman in there. Regardless of that, that also then has a steamroller effect, because that gets U of H. Because the fact that U of H lost their guy who resurrected the program, Texas Tech wasn't what they thought it would be with Kingsbury. So I think if you're a college fan in the state of Texas, you're definitely disappointed across the board. Baylor, obviously, disappointment in so many ways.
That was a big one to me.
Yeah, that was a big one.
And since we're going college, that one right there was a big one to me, because, you know, you look at the whole situation, you know, you're sending kids to Art Briles. I mean, you have to protect those kids. And to say that all that went on at Baylor in Waco, I can't believe it. It was a big disappointment, because Art had everything going for him.
Oh, yeah, I was
going
to say, for a program that got turned around. Yeah.
He turned the program around, and then something like this happens. That was a big disappointment.
I think no question. I think when you've been a coach at a major division in the Power Five, and one thing when you recruit a kid, you tell them you're going to protect these kids.
No doubt.
And not just that, but Mickey Andrews always say, when I come in your house – and I recruit your son, one thing I promise, besides promising him to be a great football player, I'm gonna teach him how to be a great young man, how to be able to be a son that you are not only proud of, but a son that can get a wife that she's proud of him as well.
Yep.
And I think that was the biggest disappointment, that they weren't raising young men, they weren't doing what they're supposed to do.
Interesting, because Lamont chimed in yesterday and he said, don't call them kids, because in the military, you got to be an adult from the minute that you get enlisted.
Yeah.
And that, you know, he had a problem with the fact that, you know, with that moniker of kids, because you're an adult when you get to college, but
I would agree with that.
In the military, you grow up in a hurry.
But the military, you have no choice. You got bullets flying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're not adults from a college perspective. But again, this is the whole dynamic of the sports center baby, of the millennials,
yeah,
who you can't lay a hand on your kid and you can't discipline.
Who can't discipline kids?
I get that. All right, before we get too deep into that, but what I'm getting at too is what Bobby Knight used to say about the sports center generation. You're trying to get a kid that plays offense and defense, runs a system. I got people throwing a ton at me yesterday because I said, kids going up in basketball these days in America with AAU and being one and done and everything, by the time they get to the NBA, they have no fundamentals. They don't know how to run a system. They don't know what they're doing. From the standpoint, from a college perspective, I would like my kid to go where there's discipline, because of the fact that they need to learn how to be an adult. Because if they're not ready, then college better get them ready, because when they get out of college, they got to get a job and they got to be in the real world.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the millennials and their parents think, oh, I don't want my child going there. He might get yelled at. You know, but look at back when we were growing up, and when we were growing up, from Woody Hayes to Bobby Knight to people that were disciplinarians.
To Mickey Andrews.
They got it done,
yeah.
And there's a reason why they did, because they had your full attention, and they also made you realize in a hurry, if you don't follow the guidelines I'm laying out for you, I can get you some things to follow. It ain't going to be fun.
No, not at all. I remember Mickey used to always – that was his biggest thing, was we were always scared – to disappoint Mickey, because we didn't want to get yelled at. We didn't want to get not just yelled at. We didn't want to get embarrassed in front of our team. Because I never forget Mickey. Mickey told one kid, he was from El Paso, Texas. He said, "You know what? Your mama lied to me." He said, "So after practice, I'm gonna go to El Paso, Texas. I'm gonna knock on her door and I'm gonna slap your mama. You know why? Because she lied to me. She told me you're an athlete. You ain't nothing."
Well, that might be a wake-up call for a lot of kids.
That would
I can
be a wake-up
that.
Call because, I mean, I've been in some houses, and when I go in a house, I have to make sure that the parents are comfortable with me because they're giving me their child.
Exactly.
And I want, when I deliver
and you're in their living.
Yeah, when I deliver them back to them after college, after 4, maybe 5 years, that they are a better man and they've grown up to be responsible adults in this community, and that's what disappointed me at Baylor. I mean, because as a coach, you gotta address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, you got to.
You got to. And as a coach, you can't tell me did not
take
know
blame.
Something was going
right?
was going on. You have to address it to each room, and as a head coach, you gotta address it to the whole team.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, just
whoever.
Like you go out and get players, he went out and got coaches. You can't tell me there's no communication. You can't tell me he didn't know what was going on. And you can't place blame on everybody else without looking in the mirror first. That's something that he's got to face. That may be a hard facial now because it looks like he's going to have to face the fact he'll never coach again,
but
at least in the college
ranks.
But
he's suing the university.
Big deal. All right, we got a lot of shows still to go. We are here at Nick's Place. We are at 2713 Rocky Ridge. We're here till 4 o'clock. You should be here, too. Come out and join us. Grab some great food and beverages. Grab a little bit of entertainment along the way before you head home for the holidays. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's Place. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Nick, we got to work on getting my man K-Mac a little bit extra love on that billboard, too, because we know he's been a steady on Friday. So we got to get that going.
Definitely.
And Travis Claus is over here entertaining the masses as he continues to hold court. So if you want to sit on Travis's lap and tell him what you want for Christmas, I can't guarantee you're getting it, but I can guarantee that he'll probably enjoy the experience, whether you do or not.
Travis Claus got some gifts over there, too.
Yeah, Travis Claus still has gifts.
Hey, you know what? I feel like Tim Allen, when he fell off the roof, ended up as the new Santa Claus. Because
we already created you. Are Travis Claus.
Travis Claus, because all of a sudden, I picked up the Sugar Land Lights tickets.
Wow.
The 4 tickets to the Sugar Land Holiday Lights 2017 at the Skeeter's Place. And all of a sudden, guess what I found? I found 2 gift cards of Fleming's for $25 a piece. And I found some dinner for twos at Demetrius Barbecue Spot.
You know where
barbecue.
You know where Demetrius likes to go to barbecue?
Where?
At Damaris.
At Damaris. Hey, you know what?
Was never a big thing at Florida State.
Hey,
Keenan.
No, but you know what?
But his buddy Demetrius told him to go to Damaris.
Hey.
I'll tell you what.
Damaris, yeah,
if that doesn't guarantee that the drinks are strong and the lines are not long at Nick's Place, come on over here and get some drinks.
And the food is great.
Hey,
no,
the food is phenomenal. You know what? Where's the menu? Because I'm on a diet, I might well.
You're on a diet?
Something like that.
Charlotte is on the Velvet Rope Tour. She's here. If you want to meet Charlotte from the office, she can.
Snow, what's up?
There you go.
Hey, you know what? She just told me she was friends with my dog Hawk. It was Jelani Hawkins. And she was like, I know Hawk. You know what I mean? She's like, yeah, they call me Snow. I'm like, all right, Snow. You know, she got her curly hair today. It reminded me of the Robert Downey, Zach Galifianakis movie. When they got kicked off the airplane, do you remember that?
I just know that what he normally does is he brings up something that he can't remember.
But no, do you?
And then he leaves. It's
but
like
no,
a,
but,
it's like
but,
the show with a built-in trivia question. Because then we all are like,
but see, everybody's going to remember. Then, if all the listeners out there, if you remember the name of the movie, I can't remember the name of the movie. But at the same time,
there you go.
But no, here's the thing: Zach gets on the phone with Robert Downey's wife, and he was like, "Hey," he said, "Hey, I got your package." He's like, "Hey, I'm coming to L.A. I got a fresh perm. Do you have somebody that I can get my hair done with?" And it just reminded me with the curly hair. Fresh perm. That's what I'm talking about. And see, if you ain't never had a perm, you don't know.
I need you guys to realize that this is the poster child for why we need to pay attention to concussions in the NFL, because your memory goes and you got to be focused. And Travis Claus, you have Google too, right? Are you going to find the answer to this movie?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. You want to talk to Alberto?
Huh?
You want to talk to
Alberto? Let's talk to Alberto.
Yeah, call Alberto. What's up? Alberto.
Alberto wants to talk about his biggest disappointments, and we'll see if we can get him back. Something happened with the phone, so we'll hopefully get him back on. But again, because it's Festivus before Christmas, if you want to tell us your biggest disappointments in sports, in life, or otherwise, I know I'm not disappointed with Judy because Judy keeps bringing more sponsors to the show and more people that want to do more things to make us grow. So we appreciate that. Shout out to Judy right there. That's always a big thing. By the way, John Granato is 16 drinks in and still standing. And with minimal slurring, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because from a good perspective, that means his tolerance is up. From a bad perspective, that means it may be time for intervention. Hey, I just don't know when.
But you know what? And we got our man from Wildcat. Where's he over there with his ears over there?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Wildcat. What's his name again? I can't remember that. Hey, John, where's John go? Hey, Granato, what's your man's name that owns Wildcat? Yeah, right here you go. What's up? What's your name again? Elmer. That's my guy, man. Hey, you know what? That's my favorite golf course ever.
By the way, the greens are phenomenal.
Green.
Elmer, the lakes.
The lakes. You know what? Oh, you see that?
There you go.
Look at that. Because, hey, we're going to give away a round of foursome of golf at Wildcat for anybody in here. And if you're in the neighborhood,
You know what you got to do? Find something in their purse or their wallet. That's what they got to do. If they come up with it, they get the foursome. Because you can't do push-ups.
We can't do push-ups.
But what we'll do
come on, you got to come up with another contest. But here's the thing.
We'll wait to see if people who are listening while they're driving, real golfers, want to come in and also compete. And we got to find out. We got to see what somebody has in there. We'll make an item up to see what they have in their purse or their wallet.
I would just set a safety pin.
A safety pin.
First person to bring a safety pin up here.
It's a round of four. A foursome of golf.
I was going to say a paper clip, but a safety pin.
See, now David Gow would probably, he stood up, but then he also backed down. But he's the guy that doesn't take the tag out of the dry cleaning.
I'm the same
it
guy.
It would have been right there.
I'm the same guy behind the collar,
taking that bad boy out. Got yourself a foursome of golf, just like that.
And the suit coat. I just open the pocket, open the jacket.
There it is.
You're also the person that still asks, why do they keep stitching that pocket shut all the time?
I'm trying to figure out why, because you got to cut that open
so you can put the pocket square in there.
I just pull it apart. I just tear it up.
That's an easy way to do it.
Man. You're being too finesse. We're goons. We like to pull apart.
We like to pull apart.
There's so much that I could do with that right now that I'm not going to.
That's what I'm going to tell my wife when I get home. I'm a goon. I want to pull it apart.
It's the holiday season, and we don't need mistletoe because Travis Claus is doing all kinds of things that we probably wouldn't take home to mom for tomorrow for Christmas anyway. But we want to see you out here at Nick's Place. We want you to join us. We're having a good time. Festive people having festive outfits, having a good time. You should be here, too. We are here at 2713 Rocky Ridge. We are right there between the Galleria and Gessner. Come on up, Westheimer, and join us. We got some great food. We got some great drink specials. Still some things to give away. Travis is still looking for a contest or two to do. I don't know what Tasha's doing, but at the same time, she's all about trying
But we need a safety pin for this.
Tasha's trying to Instagram live.
Does anybody have a safety pin in there?
Anybody got a safety pin in their purse or wallet? Or their purse.
Or on the back of their shirt.
If you want to win a foursome of golf at Wildcat right now, come up with a safety pin. You win a foursome of golf at Wildcat. It's completely then guess what? Then you can re-gift it tomorrow if you have to.
You said a safety pin?
Safety pin. What do you call it?
I'm fine. I
don't know why you looked at
that's
me like
that's
that.
Going to be a hard find right there.
Charlotte already had one. She just gave it to my man right here in the fishing.
Oh, and the winner is, you know what? You got a safe. There it is. So you're going to talk.
You go talk to Elmer. Elmer's going to hook you up with a foursome golf at Wildcat.
With a foursome of golf at Wildcat. You're a golfer? All right. Hey, you know what?
Hey, you're going to love it.
Tell them to put the Highlands is nice.
But tell them to put you on the lakes.
The lakes is even better.
If you got that from Charlotte, then I think you should make sure that those people are very, very full of drinks and everything is good in the world. We are here till 4 o'clock. We are at Nick's Place. You should join us. We are ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Nick's Place, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Travis Johnson, Keenan McCardell, till 4 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. We are at 2713 Rocky Ridge with our Christmas party before the holidays this weekend. You should be a part of it and join us if you're shopping. Get away from the shopping and get over here and get some great food, some great drinks, and a lot of fun and festive atmosphere with the great people here that we work with, a lot of great customers at Nick's, a lot of people that just want to talk sports and hang out. Bedrock City Comics is here. They got a lot of great last-minute shopping ideas for you.
Awesome,
so you can do some shopping while you actually enjoy some food and beverage, and you hang out with us, which has got to be a good thing, right? You can hang out with us.
Anytime I get to hang out with you, that's all I care about, brother.
I'm with you, brother. The same thing. Travel Claus is giving away all kinds of great stuff. Right here just won a foursome to Wildcat from Elmer. The owner of Wildcat just gave away a foursome of golf at Wildcat where the greens are rolling like a 10. Fantastic.
That's the beauty about Texas. You can always play golf. Even when it gets a little chilly outside, the greens still are green. The fairway, it's phenomenal golf out there, man. I tell you,
you're a golfer, you don't worry about the fairways. You just worry about the greens.
It's all you do.
Yeah, you don't be more putting on anything that gets you going like a gravelly road.
No.
And that's one thing that I loved about it. We used to always, you remember when you were here with Texas, remember how we used to do in the offseason?
Yes.
We used to do OTAs, get done with practice, and everybody goes do one to two to maybe three rounds of golf. And by the end of the day, the wives are like, "Where y'all at?" We're like, "Man, we're still doing team fellowship." That used to be the key. It's team fellowship. And they're like, "What do you mean team fellowship?" Well, we decided to go play 36 holes of golf. So that's the fellowship that we like to do.
Speaking of, Elmer probably said, "Oh, my golf course is tore up after all the dig."
I mean, Granado was talking today that the greens are just in phenomenal condition. So that's the other beauty of it.
Yeah.
If the golf courses are in bad shape anywhere else in the country, most of the time in Texas, they're in the best shape right now.
No doubt.
So you can play. Hey, we got a caller that wants to talk about the Baylor situation. Corey, welcome to the show. What's up, man?
Hey,
Corey.
Hey,
what's up, man?
You were
happy
talking
holidays.
Happy holidays to y'all, man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
When you were talking about how, like, going to a recruit, like their house, right? And you go there, yep, and you're talking to the parents, and you're like, you know what, man, I'm going to take your kid, and I'm going to make him a man and work with him and turn him into a better person. Where does the burden lie for the first 18 years of that child's life to instill in him proper qualities of being a man?
Here's what I know where you're going with. I know exactly where you're going with. At the end of the day, and Joe's over here mixing it because I stutter when I get nervous or when my brain is not – my brain moves 1,000 miles an hour.
Well.
But one thing I'll tell you is that some people don't come from the same household that everybody else comes from. Some people don't come from a two-parent household. Some people don't come from parents that have jobs. Some people don't come from a place that has even two bedrooms or anywhere to stay. Don't have food to eat every night. Don't have a roof over their head. Clothes on their back. I went to school with a guy named Todd Williams, who his first ever stable home was the Burt Reynolds dorm room. His first Bible he ever owned was the one he stole out the hotel that he broke into to sleep every night. And this is a guy who went to college and who now needs that father figure to be the man that you hope him to be. So you can't put it on all the parents. Yeah, you would like them to be better parents, you know what I mean, growing up. But some people, I mean, this is a day and age now where we got people having kids at 12, 13, 14 years old, white, black, Hispanic, anything. Everybody's doing it. So you never know where this people's upbringing comes from and what type of poverty level they come from. Everybody's not as fortunate as you were to have both parents, roof over your head, eat three meals a day, have two snacks, and then also go to great high schools to be educated of how to be a man, how to be a woman, how to be a productive citizen in this country. So you can't put that on the parents.
And regardless of what's going on, you know, as a coach, you got to take that ownership of your player. You got to be able to say that, hey, I need to get this person to get this guy, this young man to be a better young man than what he came from, because you know his background, because as coaches, you recruit the family more than you recruit the player, because you want to know his background and what you're getting into. And to be honest with you, as a coach, I take that to the highest level. I wanna, if I can get a kid that has a bad background, that means I have to be more involved in his life. I got to make sure that he understands that this education is what's most important than this football. Even though you're on a football scholarship, your foundation is your education, because you'll always have to use your foundation, your education, to get you somewhere in this world, regardless of what's going on. I tell my guys this all the time that was in my room at Maryland. I said, I was fortunate enough to play 17 years in the National Football League. But guess what? To be able to coach you guys, I had to have my college degree. I fell back on what I needed, my foundation, the thing that my mom and dad always stressed to me, that education is the most important thing, and you're fortunate enough to be able to step to the next level to play football as a second job, because your first job is to get your education. So my biggest thing when I talk to kids, believe me this, that we're going to get our education regardless. And if not, I'm going to stick my foot so far up his rear end that he's going to understand that, man, you're tougher than my mom, my dad, my grandparents, because I know how important it is, because I've been in the real world. I want to give them those experiences that I've been through so they can say, okay, coach, prepare me for this.
And they respect me for that.
And I can move to the next level.
But here's the thing, too. You mentioned the key word, too. It's all about responsibilities. You guys take on a responsibility to go in and reach your arms around this kid and say, hey, I'm bringing you into our program. But now it's not just I'm done as soon as I get you to sign on the dotted line and I'll see you at practice. Part of the responsibility is you're trying to teach this kid what he doesn't know or what he hasn't shown, which is the ability to be a grown-up, to make your class schedule, to be where you're supposed to be on time, early, do the things you need to do. The other thing that always is very intriguing to me that you and I have talked about, that you brought to the table, that I even tell my wife when we're watching sports, and there's questions about a kid's character or a guy, even in the pros, a guy doing something he shouldn't do. I say, here's the thing that people don't understand. You see them on Saturdays, you see them on Sundays. You have no idea what this kid went through, what kind of background he had, what kind of things, the troubles and trials and tribulations he had to endure to get where he got. And here's the thing. Just because you put a uniform and a number on their back and a school book in their hands doesn't mean that you can change what this kid has been through and how he is because of what he's been through.
And you know the crazy part is, and I got a kid right now, that I coached at my junior college that calls me dad, that comes to my house every time he can leave college. He comes to my house. He'll be here tomorrow
to spend
the holidays with me. He'll be here in the summertime. He'll be here in the springtime. This is the only stable place he's known, just by me one day saying, you know what, come 4th of July, come hang out with my family, spend time with me. I'll cook, don't worry about it, just come hang out. You know what? But he knows. Coach is going to hold me accountable. He's going to make me work.
Right.
When the schoolwork comes around, he's going to check on my schoolwork. I don't care how you play. When I talk to him, I don't care how you playing. I don't care what you're doing. I want to know how school. What are you doing in the classroom? Matter of fact, send me your transcripts. And to piggyback off what you said, Joel, based on the first 18 years of your life, for all you listeners out there, if you haven't seen it yet, go watch the Lawrence Phillips story on Showtime right now.
Yep.
Yes.
Go watch that right now. And everybody, because everybody forever, you know, I knew LP when I was a young man. When I was a young kid coming out of Cali, I knew LP. But go watch when they talk about his growing up and the history of who he is. And they talk about his mama never loving him. The fact that they can't find even a single childhood picture of him. The fact that his mother let one of her boyfriends put his foot on his back while he urinated on Lawrence Phillips as a young man. Go watch that. If you don't think that structures the type, if the woman of your life, for all of us, our mothers were the greatest woman we know.
Absolutely.
Or the love of our life.
Yep.
The person who taught you how to treat a woman. And if that woman has always disrespected you, degraded you, downplayed you, beat you physically, verbally, then they wonder why he had all them women troubles. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It goes back to that. It goes back to how he was raised. And he was raised in that environment, so that's all he knew. So that's why stuff like that, I can't blame stuff like that.
See, that's the thing. I think that what we try to do is we teach you that there's a lot more to learn about sports, life, education in general than just seeing what a guy does with a number on his back on a Saturday afternoon. You have to realize what they've been through, where they come from, and where they come from and what they've been through and how that changes you where you go in the rest of your life. That's one of the things we're trying to teach people, because I don't think people realize that. They just see what they see. And again, it's the millennials and the sports center generation. It's what they see on TV, which is a lot different in a lot of cases than what you and I and everybody else goes through and have been through in our lifestyle, in our lifetime, I should say. And by the way, shout out to my man Doug Thompson, my best friend in college, is listening up in Minneapolis, getting ready for the holidays,
Doug,
getting ready to drive to Wisconsin.
DT,
what's up, my boy? Always love hearing from you. Love to hear from you guys as well. We're here on ESPN 97.5 till 4 o'clock. For Travis and Keenan, I'm Joel. We're at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Come on out and join us. Have a few bevs. Grab yourself a calzone. Get away from the shopping and all the hustle and bustle and have some fun with us, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.